Climate change is likely to bring more extreme rainfall and flooding to Michigan. So flood risk in the next 100 years will probably look very different than in the last century. But much of our infrastructure, like culverts, bridges, and storm drains, is still being designed and built based on the floods of the past. Interlochen Public Radio's Kay LaFond has more.
There's this culvert in the southern part of the Huron-Manistee National Forest, and I went out to see it. I braved a busy highway and some really tall grass to get down there. The Michigan Department of Transportation built the culvert last year to replace an older, rusted-out model. It funnels a small creek underneath State Highway M20.
There's not much happening. It's just kind of a trickle right now. It looks like it could hold a lot more water.
In fact, the culvert is big enough to handle a flow rate of 255 cubic feet per second. That's equal to about 2,000 gallons per second. So how did MDOT arrive at that size? Let me explain. When engineers build a culvert, bridge, or storm drain, they consider how long the structure is supposed to last and the largest flow it's likely to see in that time period. If they can, they look at decades of historical flow data. Ever hear of a 50-year flood? That's the flow that has a 2% chance of happening in any given year, meaning you'd expect to see it about once every 50 years. And it's calculated based on the flows of the past. If historical flow data isn't available, you can still estimate flow by looking at rainfall. For example, MDOT sized this particular culvert by using values from the 50-year rainstorm in the area. And the 50-year rainstorm is determined in much the same way as the 50-year flood, using historical data.
We're using our existing data sets and the existing information to calculate flow rate.
That's Kristen Schuster, an engineer with MDOT, confirming that her agency is not incorporating climate change when they size culverts, bridges, or storm drains. But climate scientists say we're probably in for more intense and frequent rainstorms and flooding in the Midwest. There's no guarantee the 50-year flood will stay the same size. And yet, we're still designing structures as if it will.
You know, we have not tackled that issue to determine if we need to change those numbers.
The Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, or DEGL, is responsible for calculating design flows on bigger watersheds. Susie Greiner is an environmental engineer there, and she says they aren't accounting for climate change in their calculations either.
We are not climate scientists. We are engineers, and what we have to work with is the data that exists now.
Michigan isn't alone here. There are also federal agencies involved with calculating design flows, and it's hard for states to update when the feds haven't. Gabriella Villarini is an associate professor of civil and environmental engineering at the University of Iowa. He says there just isn't a good method yet.
How do we design now? How do we take into account these changes now that the historical record is not necessarily representative of future conditions?
Villarini says it's difficult because long-term human-caused climate change isn't the only thing impacting flood flows. There are short-term climate cycles, too, and changes to the landscape. Right now, he's working with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to incorporate climate change projections into some of their designs. He says he feels a sense of urgency, but that this kind of research takes time.
It's a wide problem. It's a big problem. It's a recognized problem, but it's also not an easy one. And so it's one that we need to tackle with care.
Susie Greiner of DEGL wants to stress that even though they aren't including climate change in their flow calculations, the state requires structures to be designed on the large end, often to withstand the 100-year flood.
So even if you're getting more intense storms more frequently, the odds are good that you're still going to have built the structure to withstand those storms.
But climate change is likely to keep shifting the odds on storms, and infrastructure will need to keep up or risk being overwhelmed. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Kay LaFond.